Welcome to WDCE and to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. This is Bill Mays, and tonight we are honoring an exceptional talent and innovative figure in the history of modern jazz, Red Mitchell. He was very important to the development and technique of modern bass playing. I had the pleasure of knowing and working with Red for many years. He was as much fun and an inspiration to me, both on and off the bandstand. We played many engagements together in New York and LA, did a duet record together, and two PBS TV specials. Red was a giant as a bassist, pianist, songwriter, and lyricist. So tonight I hope you will enjoy a lot of his recordings. The host of the Cool Jazz Set is a huge fan of Red Mitchell's and is also my good friend. So now, here is Paul Pierce with 2 hours of this beautiful music.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Mays, marvelous pianist and a good friend, and someone that probably knew Red Mitchell as well as anyone, because they were such close friends and played together and performed together and laughed together. And you'll hear a beautiful recording of the two of them on my show tonight. And tonight's show is special. We're celebrating the 88th birthday of Red Mitchell. He would have been 88 years old today, the 20th of September, and we will honor him with playing a lot of his music. He was a marvelous bassist and innovator with bass playing because he changed the tuning of bass from tuning in fourths, which everybody generally does. That's the way the bass was designed, which is G, D, A, and E. But he changed it to cello tuning, which gave him a lower note on the bottom rather than a low E. He had a low C. And he had a gorgeous instrument. I was lucky enough to actually see him play it once. Not long after he passed away, I was in Salem with my son Mike, and we called Diane Mitchell and went over and had a nice afternoon visit with her, and she let us play his bass, which was sitting in the corner. Quite a nice experience. Let's get started. We will hear Red with a lot of luminaries, jazz luminaries, including Billie Holiday, Joe Pass, and many, many others. And we'll start with a recording that was done many, many years ago. This is Billie Holiday, and a live recording from Germany. And the person introducing the group is the famous author and promoter, Leonard Feather. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you like the music.
Ich bin sehr stolz jetzt, den singenden Star unserer Show zu präsentieren. Ihre Stimme ist die Stimme des Jazz, eine Stimme, die nicht zu imitieren ist, die durch 100 berühmte Platten in aller Welt bekannt geworden ist. Sie wird von Carl Drinkard am Piano, Elaine Layton und Red Mitchell begleitet. Meine Damen und Herren, the great Lady Day, Miss Billie Holiday.
Somebody was
In the wee small hours of the morning. What a nice recording done in 1992, and that featured a marvelous tenor saxophonist, and I'm going to do the best I can to pronounce his name. It's Vyacheslav Caprio Brahinski, tenor saxophonist, Horace Parlin, the pianist, and of course, Red Mitchell on bass, and that included the Russian Chamber Orchestra. What a nice arrangement of that tune. Hope you enjoyed that. Beautiful tenor saxophonist. And everybody just called him VP because they couldn't pronounce his name. Let's see. We started just before that. We heard a nice recording of Red Mitchell along with guitarist Jim Hall and pianist Carl Perkins stomping at the Savoy. And, of course, we opened with a very early recording, and I apologize for the sound because it's an old LP that I had. But it was Billie Holiday, and Red was in a group that was backing her, and I thought that's pretty historic. So, Blue Moon by the wonderful Miss Billie Holiday, Lady Day. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set on WDCE 90.1 FM, streaming at WDCE.org. That show is always recorded and will be available tomorrow morning. And go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on radio shows, and both of our one-hour segments will be there. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's my delight to be doing this special event, this special edition of the Cool Jazz Set, celebrating the great Red Mitchell. Up next, a nice recording he did in a trio with pianist Roger Kellaway and clarinetist Put Wickman. And this is a tune I'm sure you've heard, There'll Never Be Another You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stomping at the Savoy, Red Mitchell on bass, Carl Perkins on piano, Jim Hall on guitar. Stomping at the Savoy. Up next, this is nice. I think you'll enjoy this. Red was an excellent bass player, but he also was a fine pianist and sang as well. And this is from an album I like a lot, Red Mitchell, A Declaration of Interdependence. And this is Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer tune, Come Rain or Come Shine, Red playing. Piano, bass, and vocals. Obviously, he overdubbed it. He didn't do them all at the same time, but I think you'll like it.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fun? Skies may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, you and me. I'm with you always, I'm with you, come rain or come shine. I'm with you always, I'm with you, rain or shine. Thank you.
That was a great tenor saxophonist, Spike Robinson, with a recording that Randy Mitchell did with him back in 1995. Is that right? I think so, 1995. And beautiful guitar work on that by Lewis Stewart. And some nice simple tapping on that by Martin Drew, great drummer. A nice album entitled A Real Corker. And it's available still on the Capri record label, Spike Robinson. Let's see, up next, I want to play something very special. My good friend Bill Mays, who worked and recorded with Red Mitchell, was nice enough to record an intro that we used to open our show tonight, and I thank you again, Bill, for that. Bill has become a good friend along with his beautiful wife, Judy. Barbara and I have had some great times with the two of them. He has great stories to tell, and marvelous pianist, still very, very active, tours all over the world. But in 1987... Bill Mays and Red Mitchell recorded a duo album entitled Two of a Mind. I believe it's still available if you go to Amazon. I think you can find it there. Anyway, I'm going to play this for my friend Diane Mitchell. This is a great recording and a great arrangement of Embraceable You. Thank you. Embraceable You, the great Bill Mays on piano, and Red Mitchell on bass. What a nice recording. Well, back in the early 60s, 1960 actually, I think, several of the great bassists, Ray Brown was one and Red Mitchell is another, along with one or two others, recorded albums on cello. And Red actually played a cello the way it's supposed to be tuned. Ray Brown played cello, but he had the K Bass Company make him a cello that could be tuned in fourths with a wider fingerboard. But anyway, that's a Ray Brown story for a later time. This is from an album entitled Rejoice, and it features Red Mitchell playing cello. And this is a tune entitled Jim's Blues.